This is Power 4.4 Radio. Coast to coast and worldwide.
It's your girl, Simply Sabrina. Tune in every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Baltimore Flavor Radio on Power 4.4 Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dawana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby. Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood. Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
Hey, this is your favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill here. Make sure you check out the Seek Plan Do show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Power 4.4 Radio, where the people are the power.
Live from Power 4.4 Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the Seek Plan Do show
with Gary O'Neill.
Keep the chain.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Happy Tuesday! Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Seek Plan Do show with me, your host, Gary O'Neill. Happy, happy Tuesday, happy Christmas Eve. If you watch, shout out to everybody watching me right now on the Power 4.4 Radio page. Shout out to people watching me from the page right now. You see right now, I'm festive as right now. I'm in the building. First of all, happy Purple Tuesday. So you already know what that means. Did you think that Christmas Eve was going to stop the vibes? Oh, no, no, no. If your team did not clinch home field advantage, please don't talk to me. All right? If your team, if you're struggling with your team, maybe they might make the playoffs, maybe they not. Don't talk to me. Okay? We're in the building right now. Guess what? You see the Christmassy vibes. You see the festive vibes. Guess what? Oh, guess what? Shout out to Nicole Williams, that Nicki Nog. Oh, get that Grinch off your back. Hit her up right now. Oh, I got mine. Man, Antoine, what's up, man? What's up? Man, listen, Nicki Nog, man. Nicki spiked eggnog, and it's ready. Oh, let's toast it up on camera, man. Let's toast man, it up shout on. Out, man. Shout out to you, man. Bam, bam. That's how we you, do bro. It. And I'm drinking straight out the bottle. Look, watch it. As, if you got something right now, I want you to toast it up with me right now. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. To you being a gift. Mmm.
To Lamar Jackson.
Mmm. Woo. All right. So, happy Christmas Eve, everybody. And again, it's me, Gary O'Neill, host of the Seat Plan Do Show. And so, again, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hopefully, your Tuesday was amazing. Guess what? I actually was out there in the community, man. We're doing last minute Christmas shopping. I will say I don't think it was that hectic as it is. I mean, I still see a lot of lines. If you guys are out there, make sure you say something in the comment section. But I felt like, you know, it was a lot of people, but it wasn't like Black Friday, you know. But guess what? I definitely do online shopping, and this won't happen again, though. So I'm going to make sure. I'm going to email myself tonight, say forwarding it for October 1st of 2020. And I'm going to email myself and say, hey, don't forget how you felt Christmas Eve. That'll be it. I'm going to start right then and there. I might start before Thanksgiving. I might even start in June. I don't know. All right. Get it out the way. But hopefully you guys had an amazing, hopefully you guys were off. Some people still had to work. I was off. So hopefully you guys were able to chill, catch some festive vibes. And I've missed you guys. So I definitely wanted to make sure we get back to episode 20. Antoine.
That's the Ed Reed episode, bro.
That's the
Ed Reed episode.
Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for rocking with me for 20 episodes. Damn. You could have been anywhere in the world, baby. But on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. to 7:50 p.m., you know the vibes, man. And I appreciate you. Thank you for being. Thank you for giving me your gift of showing up. Your presence is my present. Thank you so much. I'm gonna toast it up.
And I'm gonna personally thank you on air, man, because you brought like an amazing vibe to the radio station. Like the t-shirts and the merchandise says it all, man.
You, and the merch, man.
You have definitely brought.
These are not mine, but yeah.
You have definitely brought an amazing vibe and amazing energy to the show, man. And we just thank you for. You know, and trusting us with, you know, your show and allowing it to be on this platform. It started as a YouTube video, man, and now here you are.
Now we're here.
20 shows deep.
20
man.
Shows in. Double
man,
X.
We definitely appreciate you, bro.
Man, I appreciate you, definitely man. I appreciate Power 4.4 for giving me the platform to be able to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
To be able to put people out there. And you guys have been absolutely amazing, man.
And thanks to you, I now own stock, bro.
Let's go! Let's go! This thanks is what you. We do on the show. We not here. We have fun, but we gonna make sure people do stuff.
Yeah.
Look at that. If you please watch last week's episode, bruh. Money Moves, and I already got stock. We already talked about it before the show started, man. That's what I'm talking about. So with that being said, oh y'all thought they was gone. You thought this is only Halloween? No, baby. We got up. We got up. Candy Corn back in the building.
Candy Let's Corn go. Crew.
Let's go. Triple C. We ain't never left. Get Candy some of this, corn. Man. Oh, hey. Man, I'm going to rain it on y'all. Let's go, man.
Candy Corn Crew.
With that being said, man, let's get to our Seat Plan Do moment of the week. You only have, I'm not even going to give this a title. you only have a couple of days left in this decade. What are you going to do? Too many times, we will say that the next year is our year, that we focus on that. We try to leave stuff behind, only for some of us to keep going through the same lessons because we haven't learned anything. And so I want you to just take a hard look at yourself and say, what am I going to do differently in 2020? What am I going to allow? What am I going to not allow? What am I going to do in 2020? What am I going to start in 2020? What am I going to stop in 2020? And what am I going to continue in 2020? You only have a couple of days left in this decade. That is your See, Plan, Do moment of the week. Sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment. So now we can get to the song of the week. You know we stand with the Christmassy vibes. Festive, festive, festive us for the rest of us. So let's get right into our See, Plan, Do song of the week. And then when we get back, we're going right into Tuesday's topic, episode 20, The Gift. Psst, it's you. Drop it, man.
having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the C-Plan Do Show. With me, Gary O'Neill, your professional life coach, DJ, CPR instructor, business coach, relationship coach. Man, just call me coach from now on, man. In 2020, just start calling me coach from now on, because that's my name. All right, so let's get into Tuesday's topic, episode 20. Hey, the gift, man. You know what? Right now, people are upset. I'm not even going to lie. Like, people are stressed out. They're frustrated because they want to get that gift. They may not have the money. They may not have the means. They may be upset about their current situation, about are they getting the gifts or not. But guess what, man? You are the gift. I'd much rather have people around me than things. We have seen celebrities, people that have all this money and they're able to get all these gifts still be unhappy. Because it's not about the gifts. It's not about the money. It's about the presence of people. And that's why episode 20 on Christmas Eve is about the gift. And the gift being you. The gift being you. Everybody that's listening to this right now as we stream live, everybody that's watching it on our on the Power 4.4 radio page or my page, everybody listening to the replay, you are the gift, man. So don't worry about them presents, man. I'm gonna be transparent right now. I used to be stressed out about trying to get gifts. Break my bank account to try to get everybody a gift. Break my bank account, man, to get everybody a gift. But guess what, man? It's about me being here. Right now, you know, if you're in Baltimore City, you know, if you live here with me, we done witnessed over 300 murders. That 300 people, 300 families, 300 friends, 300 groups of friends, families, coworkers, colleagues, they are missing a person. And I'm pretty sure they would trade all their gifts under the tree to get them back. Right now, there are people that have failed relationships, poor relationships. It's people right now going through this season and not even speaking to each other. And I'm pretty sure that people would trade it all in just for that relationship, just for your presence, just for the gift of you. It's not about the presence. It's about the presence. And that's why I wanted to highlight that you are the gift. You are the gift, man. Forget them gifts. If you really, let's be honest. What gift did you get last year? That's like, unless you got a car or unless you got something serious, I honestly, you know, I can't really remember, but I'll remember the person. I will remember my kids getting me stuff. I will remember my family and friends and what we've done or not done. Next year, I will remember that I was here and toasting it up. Episode 20. I'll remember that because of people. Not the gifts. You don't even wear those shoes anymore. You don't even wear that clothes anymore. But the people are your presence. You are a gift. And I think that sometimes we get away from that because, to be honest, you know, commercials, they're destined to do that. Every kiss begins with this. And, hey, have you done this? And people want to break the bank. And, no, man, forget that. I thought about this episode couple of episodes ago, and I thought about the people that are in my life. Do they give me things? No. I'm thankful for every person that's been in my life because they don't give me things. They may give me a thing here and there because of our relationship, but it's about them. It's about you. It's about you. Not about the things that people get. We don't care about those things. Think about it. A couple of years ago, you got to think about this. A couple of years ago, somebody got a Blu-ray DVD player. Now everybody has one. It doesn't matter. I remember when I first got my Xbox 360. Now I got Xbox One. Doesn't matter. Presents don't matter. Gifts don't matter. Because we always say it's the thought behind a gift. but it's really the person behind that. So I wanted to talk about you being a gift tonight, so that way we can talk about you being present in the moment. Because right now, people are not going to be present in the moment. People are not going to be around. They're not going to, they're going to show up. They're going to stop by. They're going to wave. They're going to drop off some presents. And that's it. So let's talk about you being the present. Being present in the presence. Being present in the present. Being present in the moment. Being the gift of you. That's it, man. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is remove, the first tip I want to offer you is remove unneeded possessions. We are so super materialistic. We are. Commercials and commercialism and capitalism have made us that way. That we equate a loving, caring Christmas holiday season with how much stuff we have. We see people have huge amounts of presents leaving out of the room, and that's great for them. But does that mean that a person that doesn't have that much, doesn't have that much love or support or care? So when we talk about removing unneeded possessions, I want you to look at removing things that make you live in the present. Remove items associated with the past allows you to, removing items that were associated with your past allows you to stop living in the past. That's it. And if you're able to stop living in the past, you don't let that past hold power over you, and you can live in the moment. So those things that you don't need anymore, get rid of them. Those things that you equate to a time that's not even you anymore, get rid of it. All right. The next thing is smile, man. Yo, I'm going to tell you the truth. One day, and I think I might have mentioned that on episode one or two, is that one day I wanted to do an experiment, and every person that came in front of me, I wanted to smile and say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, how you doing, whatever. And it was amazing on how people weren't in the moment. Like, I would walk past somebody and say, hey, good morning, and they wouldn't even look up. They would just say good morning, and that's it. Very few people connected with me. So smile, man. By you smiling and being optimistic, I'm very optimistic. That doesn't mean that I'm not realistic about situations, but I am extremely optimistic. I don't think I could be all of my clients' life coach if I was not optimistic. But by you being optimistic and being intentional with you being happy, by being intentional, that you got to be happy on purpose. You got to be serious about being happy. I know it's sort of weird to hear, but I want you to be serious about being happy. By you being intentional about being happy, you will have a positive attitude. Regardless of how many gifts you get or who gave you a gift or who didn't give you a gift, I want you to be happy, man. Be happy that you're able to be alive. Be happy that every day we're offered an opportunity to be better, to do things differently, to interact with people, to tell somebody I love you, to have someone tell you that they love you. That's it, man. Over 300 people are gone, man. Just the other day, man, 7 people got shot. And we're worried about gifts? Come on. We can't be. We can't be serious now. The next thing is fully appreciate the moment. I want you right now, if you're listening to this, even if you watch, I just want you to just close your eyes. I don't know what you're doing. You might be making cookies. You might be wrapping presents. You might be doing anything, but just close your eyes, man. And just take in the moment. What are you hearing? What do you smell? Okay? Soak it in. You know how when we eat food and we got a nice biscuit and you soap it in, you ain't just dipping it in and eating it. You're going to let it sit there for a minute. You're going to let it marinate and sop it up. I want you to sop up this moment. Like, I'm sopping up this moment right now that I am 20 episodes in off of a thought. That one day I said to myself, I would like to have a podcast. Somebody put out that, hey, somebody was looking for a motivational speaker. It was Jay. I met with Jay here at the station. And I said, hey, if I was interested in the show, what would I need to do? And now 20 episodes in. I'm soaking that moment up. Take each and every moment that you've had in 2019, man, and just appreciate them. Appreciate them. Appreciate what you have. All of those feelings, all of those emotions, all of those thoughts. Appreciate them, man. Soak it up. All right, the next one is going to be, and here's a huge one. Release yourself from past hurts. I deal with a lot of clients, and some of that has been past relationships in which they've been hurt. And I'm going to share with you what I tell them. You have been hurt. You have been wronged. You have been disregarded. You have been wronged. You have been treated unfairly. And as a result, this relationship is over. But what I want to share with you is that while they may have harmed you, that they've done that. We can acknowledge that. But allowing it to impact your day, if you allow somebody to hurt you to impact your day, that is on you. So what I'm challenging you to do moving into 2020, if you can't do it tonight, I understand. But what I want you to do is start the process of letting it go. Don't allow someone to have that type of power over you when now you are affecting other people. You can't be a gift for other people. When I teach CPR, I tell people that if the room is not safe, you need to leave the room. Because if you become a victim, you can't help anybody. And that's the truth. If you are a victim right now and you are allowing someone to hurt you, I need you to get out. If your feelings are not allowing you to be in the moment, are not allowing you to be a gift or present, I need you to do the necessary steps to let it go. Release yourself from that hurt. We're moving into a new decade. There are things that have happened this year, the last 5 years, the last 10 years. And guess what, man? Time is still moving. I want you to take the necessary steps, guys, and start releasing yourself from that hurt. The next thing is, hey, let's talk about the work. Work, 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 work. Love the work. Just this weekend, Kimberly Marshall, shout out to Kimberly, with Dare to Be Different mentoring program, we were able to get the village. Thank you, village, again. We were able to assist people, and we were able to get items to, like, blankets and blessing bags and other things to support our brothers and sisters who's maybe homeless. 60 people, man. 60 people were able to be blessed with blankets, with gloves, with water, with hand warmers, with blessing bags, things that they need. 60 people. And they needed it, man. We pulled up and they needed it. And as Kim and I sat there after it was over, we had some hot chocolate and we talked about the work that was put in. So right now, I want you to love the grind. I want you to love the work that you're putting in for whatever goal you have. If you are right now at work, or you're going to work, or you're thinking about work and you hate your job, I offer you two things. Find a new job that you will enjoy, or find something if you can't leave that job. Find something about the job that you appreciate. That's it. If you can't, and you can make an exit strategy and find a new job. But while you are looking for a new job, appreciate something about the job that you currently have, that you are choosing to work. Love the work that you're putting in. I love the work that I'm doing for 2020, man. I love it. In my personal life, business, all the things that I'm looking to do, man. I love the work. The next thing is, in reference to being present in the present, being a gift, which is you, You dream about the future, man, but work hard today. You need to have those goals. You need to have that dream. I want you to have a huge dream. I want you to have a dream huge, where so big where people are scared, that you are scared. But why not you? Why not you, man? I want you to dream about that future, but have that hard work ready today, because as you dream big, I want you to set those goals. And as you set those goals, I want you to have that dream and that action and put it together. That's it, man. Dream big, but have that action and that work plan right behind it. I'm going to be offering a vision board event in January. You guys are the first to hear it. With this vision board event, I call it motivational mapping, because we talk about the vision boards. Vision boards are cute. They are nice. But I'm pretty sure if you had a vision board in 2019 and I asked you where it is right now, and if you were, a lot of people will say, hey, I have it up, but they haven't completed it, because that's the dream. If you see that vision board, that's the dream. That's great. But where's the work? Where is the work? That's it. When my daughter, when they do homework and they do a problem, I'll say, hey, how did you solve this problem? Show me the work. Okay. The next thing is, don't dwell on past accomplishments. And what I mean by that is, you should love the accomplishments that you've done, right? But don't stay in that. And what I mean is, you still have work to do. I'm not telling you to diminish or disregard the work you've put in, but don't hinder today's work effort because you were thinking about yesterday. Sometimes people still live in the past, and because they live in the past, they don't allow that work to happen now. Hey, remember when I was this? What about now, though? What about the present? What about the present, my presence? What about now? Okay? The next thing is, and I want you to listen to this as we go to it in 2020, as we're ending a decade, man. Yo, we ended a decade. And it's been a lot of amazing things and a lot of crazy things and a lot of sad things that have happened. But that's how it goes, man. The next thing is, stop worrying. You don't add an inch or a minute to your life by worrying. You can consider things. You can think about things. You can put a plan together about things. But yo, to be honest, worrying has never helped anybody. You worrying about what? You should address what you're worried about, and then what is your plan? Hey, I'm worried about paying my bills. Okay, cool. What's the solution? When I had Prue on here the other day, he said, hey, in a 30-minute conversation, a 30-minute life coaching session, oh, yeah, you can talk 15 minutes about other people, places, and things, but those last 15 minutes is going to be about what you do. So I challenge you to not worry. I challenge you to focus on what you need to do, man. And by you focusing on what you need to do, you can live in the present and be that present. Be that gift to people. If I'm constantly worrying, I can't engage with people. If I'm worried about people, I can't engage with them. I can't connect with them. I can't be a gift to them. They can't be a gift to me. We can't be a gift to each other. Hopefully that makes sense. If that makes sense to you, you watching right now, just throw some hearts up there, man. So I know you're feeling me today. All right. The next thing is, think beyond old solutions to problems. And when we're talking about solving the problems, and I want to get close, there are a lot of things that are new that we can focus on solving. There are a lot of things that we might have addressed the same way. Even if, honestly, like, if we think about parenting, like, my parenting is going to be different than my parents. That's going to be it, right? But as I'm a new parent, you know, I'm going to think about things differently. You know, before, think about how technology has grown. Right now, you're watching me. If you're watching right now, from either the Power 4.4 radio fan page or you're watching me from my personal page, you are watching me in a show right now where typically they would have just been on a radio show. You're listening to the replay from technology. You're in your car. You don't have to listen to the radio anymore. You can listen to any type of app. Antoine said he just bought Siri. I have a Siri stock because that's the wave of the future for me. Okay? So think beyond old solutions to problems. How can we do this differently? How can we think outside the box? All right, I want to bring everybody close. Also, I want you to see my lights on my thing. All right? All right. You guys are awesome, man. The next thing that I want to talk about in being a presence in the moment, being present in the moment, being present in the present, being a gift, man, is, and honestly, I should have probably made this number one. Conquer addictions. I don't want anybody that may be suffering from an addiction right now to think that I or anybody else take it lightly. What I want you to do is conquer it by getting help. If you feel as though you can't conquer it on your own, go get help. Addictions, they hold you hostage. They hold you back. If you look at the physical, and if you want to do your research, look at the physical nature of if someone is addicted to drugs, how it holds them back. Or mentally, if you can't get past certain things, if you're addicted to something, you're not thinking about anything else. I just want you to think about that. If you are addicted to something, you are not thinking about anything else. You're not thinking about being present in the moment. So what I look for you to do is conquer those addictions, because if you conquer those addictions, you can get into the present. And by you being in the present, you are you're present in the present and you're being a gift. Think about when we were in school. Remember how we were in school and a teacher would take attendance? And some people say, I'm here, here, here. And then maybe you have somebody says, present. Are you present? Are you present in this moment? Are you present when you're out with your family and friends? Are you present? That's how you become a gift to everybody else. We're gifted by what you bring to the table. Everybody watching right now, I'm thankful. Everybody listening right now, whether it's right now or you listen to the replay, I am thankful for your present of you're gifting me with your attention. You're gifting me with your audience. You could be doing anything else. And I thank you for that. I thank you to everyone watching because that's the gift you give me. Again, I like to think that, you know, okay, have I gifted somebody crabs or stuff like that? I don't care about it. Like, I love crabs, and I don't care about that. I care about the people. I think about all the laughs I've had. I think about that when I was going through a tough time and people were there for me. They didn't offer me anything but a shoulder to cry on, maybe some jokes, and a solution. They didn't give me anything. So I'm thankful for that. All right. So now let's talk about how that portion was about how you can be present for yourself. Right. I'm going to quickly go through how you can be a present to others. First thing is focus on quality time, man, with loved ones. I'm guilty of that. That sometimes I don't spend a lot of time with my loved ones, and I should. And as of tonight, I'm gonna make a commitment to make sure that I offer that. That I focus on quality time with my family, with my friends, and I'm gonna commit to that time. And hopefully you do too. Focus on the gift of time. That's it. Focus on the gift of time. The next thing is choose not to feel guilty about food. Listen, turn up, man. I'm on keto. I've talked about keto before, but this week I'm not worried about keto. I want to eat food and I want to be around and celebrate with people. I'm not worried about it. Now, I'm not telling you to get off the rails, go crazy, right? You waking up and you drinking a gallon of gravy or something like that, or you making a turkey ham sandwich, right? Hold up. Let me think about that. Would y'all eat a ham? Hold up. I know I was getting serious. Would you eat a slice of ham? Would you eat a sandwich that was made of ham for the bread, a slice of turkey, and then ham for the bread? I probably would eat that. I would eat that. All right. But honestly, like, don't feel guilty about the food you eat this weekend, the food that you eat during these holiday season. Listen, eat that sweet potato pie. Eat that turkey. Eat that macaroni and cheese. Eat that potato salad. First, find out who made the potato salad. Find out who made it. Does it have raisins in it? Okay. Did they offer a vegan option? If they did, forget about that. All right. But enjoy the food, man. It's okay. The next thing is, while you are making sure you spend quality time with other people, reserve some me time. I really like that one of my friends said, hey, today I'm only going to be talking with people who live in my household. I thought that was extremely powerful. I said, wow, enjoy your family time. Because I think about, hey, you know what? Use that do not disturb option on your phone a little bit more. You have a right for your time to reserve your time. So reserve some me time. What do you like to do during that me time? Okay, what do you like to do? Where do you like to go? What do you like to eat? Take that time out for you. The next thing is enjoy people. And what I mean is, I know we've all seen the meme where people say, hey, who over there? It don't matter who over there. Just get over there. Who over there? Nope. Let it go, man. Let it go. Sometimes we don't afford ourselves the opportunity of our presence and being present in the moment because we don't like who's around. Just you show up. Enjoy people, man. I enjoy my children because they're very thought. They think about a lot of things. They make me laugh. And they're young. I enjoy them. I enjoy my friends. I enjoy my friends for the laughter that they provide, the memes that they provide, the thought-provoking stuff that they provide, the work that they provide, the solutions they provide. I appreciate all those things. The next thing is let technology go. We're so busy with technology that we're getting out of the moment. Like, yo, put your phone down. You can take a quick family picture. Imagine if this was back in the day when we had to walk around with Polaroids. You're not walking around with a Polaroid every 5 minutes. So take a picture with the family, capture that moment, but get back to the moment, man. We're streaming live on a moment, and we're not even in the moment. We're streaming a moment, but we're not even in the moment. Get back to being in the moment. It's nothing wrong with taking pictures afterwards, but embrace that moment. Be in that moment. I always think about when I see people streaming live, when they watch a concert. No, you watch the concert and then you can tell us about it. But by you focusing on if the camera is right, if I'm zooming in correctly, you are taking out of the moment that actually you paid for. So don't go to your family's function, your family holiday party, and you're streaming live because you want us to see that you're in that moment, but you're not even in the moment. You watching it just like us. Be in the moment, man. Enjoy people. Enjoy your grandmother. Enjoy your grandfather. Enjoy your cousins. Enjoy your aunt and uncle. Enjoy your family's kids. Enjoy them. Enjoy people. We can't. We got into a moment, a point nowadays where we disregard people. No. The next thing is, man, realize being present is a choice, not a requirement. You being present is a choice. You can choose to be there or not be there. You choose on how you want to show up. I think about my friend Nicole. Nicole's watching it right now. That when I walk into the office, I walk in, I might smile, I might dance, I might say something, I'll give her a hug, we'll give each other a hug. But What if I had a bad day and I just walked in, didn't say anything to her? When you choose to be present and you're mindful of your surroundings, you are choosing to live a richer, fuller life, man. That's what we choose to do. By you being present, you are choosing to live a richer, fuller life. Not worrying. Not worrying about gifts. Not worried about what the other person is doing. Just doing you. Enjoying yourself. Eat that cake. Eat that sweet potato pie. Not pumpkin. Well, eat pumpkin if you like. Drink that eggnog. Hold on. Let me be in this moment. Enjoy. Enjoy life, man. And life is not about every day we're posting on social media how much we hate it. That's what we're doing now? No, man. When I go to an event, I'm turning up. When I go to my job, I no longer say I hate it here. I know you've seen those memes. I hate it here. And that's funny. Don't get me wrong. They're funny when they say it. But you can be a present in the presence and be a gift to people. That's all it is, man. You make a choice. If you are present in the moment, you are deciding that I'm going to lead a richer and fuller life. I've been on this show. I've done this show 20 times. 20 times, man. And every time, if you go back, I give everybody the same energy because I want to gift you with that presence. I want to give it to you. I want to give you what you want. I want to turn up. I want to wear these funny things and wear this funny hat. I want to be able to talk about money and talk about relationships and talk about stress and anger management and all those wonderful things because that's the gift that I can give people. And so don't stop people from getting the gift of you for whatever it is. Okay? That's what I want to talk about. So that's what we talked about today. I want to give you some affirmations that I want you to recite for the rest of the year, for the rest of this decade. All right, here they are. The first one is, I love and approve myself. Come on, Gary. I love and approve myself. The next one is, I feel the presence of those who aren't physically here. Let them live with you. Let their memories be with you. And the last one is, I am too big a gift to the world to waste my time on self-pity and sadness. Those are the three that I want you to recite for the rest of the decade. I love and approve myself. I feel the presence of those who aren't physically here. And I am too big a gift to the world to waste my time on self-pity and sadness. That's all I got for you today, man. Guess what? We've come to the end of the show. I am so thankful that you guys have been here. You guys are rocking with me 20 episodes. I started in August, and now look where we are. 20 episodes in, 20 times I was able to connect with people and bring my presence. As we close out the show, you can check out the show each and every Tuesday here on Power 4.4 Radio at 7 p.m. If you're looking for a life coach, a business coach, a mentor, you want to be on the show, you have an idea for the show, you can always hit me up on the page. And last, but certainly not you, man, I thank you for real. I thank you for real. I thank you for the gift of you. We are tremendous gifts that the Creator has created. We are the gift. I really want you to think about how powerful you are, that you can help somebody out, you can make somebody smile, and I want you to use that power. I want you to make this world a better place. So until we see each other again, man, until we talk again, until we share those precious moments, always remember, man, see what you want to do. Plan it out. And then simply do it. I appreciate you. I love you. Have a merry, merry Christmas. Have a merry Kwanzaa. A happy Hanukkah. And I'll see you next time. See you later, everybody.